The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Everyday Saints Podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul, and today's episode is one that I can't believe took so long to do. Now, it is true that in an earlier episode, we talked about St. Francis de Sales and his love for a specific Marian prayer, the Memorare, but we haven't really talked about the Blessed Mother herself. I also understand that Marian devotion can be confusing, even to Catholics, partly because Mary has so many names, titles, feasts, that it can just become confusing. So before we get into today's specific devotion, let's clear up a few questions you may have about why Mary has so many different titles, names, and feasts. It's not that there are multiple Virgin Marys running around out there. It's all tied to specific things, events, times, whatever you want to call it. For example, Mary is often referred to as Our Lady of Sorrows. This refers, obviously, to the sorrow that she felt at Jesus' death, as any mother would. She's venerated as Our Lady of Guadalupe, because she appeared to Juan Diego in Guadalupe, Mexico, just as she's referred to as Our Lady of Lourdes, because she appeared to Saint Bernadette in Lourdes, France. The most common reason that she received so many titles and names, however, is because of her intercession. She is referred to as Our Lady of Victory because of her intercession during the Battle of Lepanto. She's called Our Lady of Grace, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And one that a lot of people may not know is what we're going to talk about today. She is also referred to as Mary, Undoer of Knots. The first time she was referred to this way is actually in the 2nd century by Saint Irenaeus, when he said, "The knot of Eve's disobedience was untied by the obedience of Mary. What the Virgin Eve bound by her unbelief, the Virgin Mary loosened by her faith." It wasn't until about 300 years ago that the actual title came into being, partly because of a story that, frankly, like many stories of that long ago, can't completely be confirmed. Here's how it went. A German nobleman in the 1600s and his wife were having marital problems and were on the brink of divorce. He went to see a Jesuit priest for counseling, and each time they met, they prayed for his marriage to the Blessed Virgin Mary. During their very last meeting, the man named Wolfgang provided the priest with his wedding ribbon, which was something that they used during the wedding ceremony to tie the couple together as a symbol of unity. The priest took the ribbon, lifted it up next to an image of Our Lady of the Snows, and asked Mary if she would untie the knots of his marriage. The ribbon then loosened, completely untied, and became extremely white. Whether or not this exact miracle actually happened, and I personally don't have any reason to believe it didn't, it had a very big effect on Wolfgang's grandson, who became a priest, and around 1700 commissioned Johann Schmittner to paint Mary, Undoer of Knots, an image that is now on display in Augsburg, Bavaria. It remained a very localized devotion for almost 300 years. Until a young Jesuit studying in Germany saw the painting and became very enamored of it. he brought the devotion back to his home diocese in Argentina, promoted it even more as Archbishop, and then later became Pope. You know him as Pope Francis. He has said before, one can turn to the Blessed Mother for any knot, because Mary's faith unties the knots of sin. Nothing is impossible for God's mercy. Even the most tangled knots are loosened by His grace. I posted an image of the painting, Mary Undoer of Knots, with this episode. And I'd also like to give you Pope Francis's personal prayer to Mary Undoer of Knots, in the hopes that it can be beneficial to you as well. This is the Pope's prayer. Holy Mary, full of God's presence during the day of your life, you accepted with full humility the Father's will, and the devil was never capable of tying you up with his confusion. Once with your Son, you interceded for our difficulties, and full of kindness and patience, you gave us examples of how to untie the knots in our life. By remaining forever our mother, you put in order and make more clear the ties that link us to the Lord. Holy Mother, Mother of God and our Mother, to you who untie with a motherly heart the knots of our life, we pray to you to receive in your hands what it is we seek, and to free the knots and confusion with which our enemy attacks. Through your grace, your intercession, and your example, deliver us from all evil, Our Lady, and untie the knots that prevent us from being united with God, so that we, free from sin and error, may find Him in all things, may have our hearts placed in Him, and may serve Him always in our brothers and sisters. Amen. It's a powerful prayer, which you would expect from a Pope. There are many others and many other ways to seek Mary's intercession. Seek out and find the one that fits best for your situation. But try this one as well. We'll be talking about other Marian devotions in future episodes, and we'll also be getting back to the saints of the day. Have a great day. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.